glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gurunga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Vamandev Ki. Vali Maharaj Ki. Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Saita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamstha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Finishing Canto 6, Chapter 18, Diti Valsakilindra, Text 71, and we're also going to be talking about Vamandev, since it's its appearance day. Chalayasi, you cheated. Asi is you. You cheated. Chalayasi Vikramane by your steps. Chalayasi Vikramane Balim. You cheated Balim. Abhuta Vamana. What does Abhuta mean?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Well, wonderful Vamana. Wonderful because. He's Krishna. There you go. There's a devotee. He's wonderful because he's Krishna. In what way is Vamandev wonderful?
He's beautiful.
He's
a high stepper.
He's a high stepper, right. And he looks like this little boy, and he covered the whole universe. Pada Naka Nira. Pada is?
Foot.
Naka?
Toenail?
Yeah, nail. Pada Naka. Padanaka Nira. Nira is water or river. Padanaka Nira. Janita Jana Pavana. I don't know what Janita means. Jana means?
People.
Pavana?
So
yes, to pure. Janita must mean purify then. So with the nails of your toe, you created this river that purifies all of the. No, Patita means purify. Pavana. Pavana means purify. Patita means form. So patita pavana. Okay. Pavana means purify. I don't know what Janita means. So with the toenail, you are created this river. What river? What river? The Ganga. Ganga. Beyond the shell of the universe is the causal ocean, or the river Viraja, which is alive. In this world, water is not living. But even Jesus said to the Samaritan woman at the well, I can give you living water, after which you'll never thirst again. So Vamandev, when he took three steps, he pierced his toenail, pierced the covering of the universe. Now, a toenail generally doesn't, it's not very long. The coverings of the universe are very, very large, and his toenail went through the covering of the universe, and this spiritual water came through the hole, and it is the river Ganga. So, you have cheated. Chalayasi Vikramane Balima Bhuta Vamana. Chalayasi, you've cheated. Vikramane with your steps. Bali, you've cheated Bali with your steps. Oh, great, wonderful Vamana. And Padanaka with your toenail. Nira Janita Janapavana, you've created a river that has purified everyone. All glories to the Lord of the universe who appears as a little boy, as a little dwarf. All right, so we're going to read through text 71. We read the verse yesterday, not the purport. We'll read it again. Indra uvacha ambate ham vavastita upadarya gato nitkam labhantaro chidam garbam artha budhir namar madrik. My dear mother, Indra replied, because I was grossly, blinded by selfish interests, I lost sight of religion. When I understood that you were observing a great vow in spiritual life, I wanted to find some fault in you. When I found such a fault, I entered your womb and cut the embryo to pieces. So how honest Indra is being. Diti was first honest and said, I took this vow to kill not only Indra, but all the Adityas. She said, I wanted to kill all of you Adityas, all of you sons of my sister, Aditi. And Indra says, I was selfish. I was fault-finding. I was looking for a fault. And when I found a fault, I went to kill your child. So that's there. That's it, as we were talking about the other day, a genuine apology. Purport. When Diti, Indra's aunt, explained to Indra without reservations what she had wanted to do, Indra explained his intentions to her. Now, Diti's both Indra's aunt and stepmother, because she and Aditi are co-wives and they're also sisters, which was actually quite common in both polygamy and polyandry, that the multiple wives would often be sisters or the multiple husbands would often be brothers. It's often the case. Thus, both of them, instead of being enemies, freely spoke the truth. So they had been enemies and now they were friends, freely speaking the truth. Generally, people don't tell the truth to their enemies, although a Brahmin is supposed to tell the truth even to an enemy. This is a qualification that results from contact with Vishnu. And so what is the qualification? The Prabhupada says, this is the qualification. What is the qualification?
Honesty.
Honesty. Honesty. Even when honesty makes you look bad. It makes you look pretty bad. Now, each of them were admitting that their intention was murder. It's pretty bad. I really doubt that any of us, if we were fully honest, would have such a horrible admission to make. I've never wanted to murder somebody. Sometimes I wish people weren't living anymore, but I never wanted to actually kill them myself or be the cause of their death. So that's quite an admission that each of them are making. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 5.18.12, Yasyati Bhaktir Bhagavat Akinchana Sarvar Gunas Tatra Samasate Suraha. If one develops a devotional attitude and becomes purified by worshipping the Supreme Lord, all the good qualities are certainly manifested in his body. Because of being touched by worship of Vishnu, both Diti and Indra were purified. And we discussed this a little bit yesterday about why a devotee has all good qualities and why we say the non-devotees don't have good qualities. Of course, Prabhupada says in many places that non-devotees often display many good qualities. In fact, many non-devotees display much better qualities than beginning devotees. And that's just a fact. You know, when you first join the Hare Krishna movement and you're told that devotees have all good qualities and non-devotees don't have any, and after a while you start thinking, well, I don't know if that's really true because I've met a lot of devotees who have bad qualities and I've met some non-devotees who have better qualities. But again, the point is this idea of fearlessness or courage. That someone who's a non-devotee, by definition, a non-devotee, and by non-devotee we don't just mean a card-carrying ISKCON member. Okay, that's by devotee we mean somebody who's devoted to the Supreme Lord, whatever their particular affiliation may be. So someone who's a non-devotee is somebody who's essentially selfish. And someone who's essentially selfish, their good qualities have a limit. Because if your selfishness is threatened enough, you will abandon your good qualities. A selfish person is manifesting good qualities in order to fulfill their self-interest. And if their self-interest is served better by manifesting bad qualities, they will do so. In other words, the principle isn't the good quality. The principle is selfishness. And most people are taught that you can fulfill your desires better by being selfless, by appearing selfless, by appearing to have good qualities. This is one of the ways we raise our children. Like my children have a book for their children called Sharing is Fun. So we learn from an early age that I'll get more if I share. Right? That if I share, if I'm nice, if I'm kind, if I'm truthful, I'm benevolent, then I'll have friends. And if I have friends, they'll help me out because I'm not self-sufficient and I need other people. That if I'm just a nasty person, nobody will want anything to do with me, and I'll get much less than if I'm a good person. And basically, all of the values that are being taught in the school system and all the values that are being taught by family and community are on the basis of selfishness. And in fact, Darwin's philosophy, according to Darwin's philosophy, you would think there would be no good qualities, right? His philosophy is just ruthless competition, competition to the death. Be better than the other members of your own species. It's not just interspecies competition, it's intraspecies competition. You out-reproduce the members of your own species. You take their food supply. You compete with them. So Darwinism, you would think, would only propound war and racism and exploitation. But the Darwinists also say, well, sometimes you get an advantage by being cooperative. Sometimes you can get a personal advantage by being cooperative. So the Darwinists explain all the good qualities of human beings also in a competitive way. If you look at the anthropologists and the sociologists who all explain things according to Darwin, they'll say the reason that human beings cooperate in communities and families is it ends up giving the most fit individuals an advantage. So therefore, all of these good qualities, my point is that for someone who's essentially not devoted to the Lord, then they're devoted instead to themselves. That's the Prabhupada says the difference between love and lust. Love is I want to please Krishna's senses, lust is I want to please my own senses. So all of my good qualities, all of my apparent selflessness is really just for me. And again, that means it's just a strategy. It's just a strategy. And if that strategy isn't effective, I'll switch to another strategy, which may be just the opposite. As soon as I become afraid that by being kind and truthful and benevolent, I'm not going to get what I want, then I give them up. Whereas the devotees are not accepting good qualities as a strategy to get what they want. It's not what's going on with the actual with real devotees, not practice devotees. Practice devotees are still, in one sense, non-devotees. Sorry to say this. I once said this in a class, and one devotee didn't come to my class for the next month because she was so offended. But, you know, sorry, this is the Shastra and Acharyas. They're telling us that somebody who's below the stage, at least of Nishta, they're not really a devotee. They're not really a devotee. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says they're prakriti bhaktas. They're materialistic devotees. Said, well, we call them devotees because otherwise the real devotees won't associate with them. Because asat sangatiyag, we're told, the real devotees are told, don't associate with materialistic people. So beginners who are still basically materialistic people, they'd never get a chance to be elevated. Therefore, they're called materialistic devotees or kanista devotees, unsteady devotees. Kanista means unsteady. That means the good qualities are also unsteady. So really, people below the platform of steadiness, are, in one sense, they're not really devotees. It's like if you're teaching dance. So people at a certain level, they're not really dancers yet. They're coming to the practice, they're doing the step. But if you say, are they a dancer? Well, not yet. Or are they an artist yet? They're practicing, but they're not really. There's a certain point at which you say, now you're an artist. Now you're a dancer. A certain point you can say, now you're really a devotee. So Indra and Diti had come to this point where now they were really devotees. They were manifesting good qualities, not as a strategy, but just as the natural result of regaining their real position. All these good qualities, like truthfulness, they're really a part of us. They're part of who we are. We are naturally effulgent and truthful and kind and giving and everything. All the lists of good qualities, it's really part of who we are. It's part of our nature. It's not some artificial imposition that you're doing in order to get something or to get along with people or whatever. And as one becomes a devotee, one's real self awakens, and these good qualities are naturally there. They're not some sort of artifice, and they're not different from the self. Therefore, you really have them. They're genuine. I was talking yesterday with one devotee about really being genuine. So this truthfulness is quite interesting because it relates very much to the story of Vamandev and Bali Maharaj, which also relates very much to the story of Diti and Indra. The saga doesn't really end here when Diti and Indra become friends. Because Diti's children, the whole reason that Diti wanted to kill Indra was that her two children, who were named Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, had been killed by Lord Vishnu, she felt, in order to protect Indra. She felt that Vishnu was neutral and he had just done this to protect Indra. So, of course, Hiranyakashipu's son was
Prahlad.
And Prahlad's son was Virochana, and his son was Bali. So Bali, being the grandson of Prahlad, and therefore the great-great-grandson of Diti, he had devotional inclinations. But also being the great-grandson of Hiranyakashipu, he had friends among the demons. So sometimes we're also like this. We have kind of demoniac and devotional inclinations at the same time. So he had some pretty bad association. And he decided that he wanted to take the kingdom of heaven from Indra, who again was his half-brother. He wanted to usurp Indra's kingdom. So there was this competition between the sons of Diti and the sons of Aditi, although they had the same father. We talked before about how there's this conflict even within the family. So Bali pleased his guru, Sukracharya, and at the same time, Indra had offended Brihaspati. Brihaspati, his guru, had given Indra a garland, and Indra gave the garland to his elephant, and the elephant, naturally, as being an animal, trampled it. Indra also offended Brihaspati because Brihaspati walked in his assembly, and Indra ignored him. He didn't even say, hello there. He didn't even offer namaskar, nothing. So Indra has this sort of habit of doing this kind of thing. He becomes proud. So Indra had offended his guru, and Bali Maharaj had pleased his guru, and therefore Bali had the power. Very important point. We won't get power by pleasing the brahmanas and the devotees. He had the power. He came to the heavenly planet, and without even a fight, Indra left. He saw Bali was more powerful, and he left. And then Sukracharya said, okay, you've conquered heaven, but you're not going to be able to stay here unless you do some yajnas. So he was doing, I think, 100 horse sacrifices, and he was there as the king of heaven. And this time, Aditi did something similar to what Diti did. She thought, I want to get back the heavenly planets for my children. So there was, again, this competition. Now, she didn't want to kill Bali. Unlike Diti, she wasn't interested in killing her stepson or her nephew, depending on how you want to look at it. And she just wanted him out. She wanted her sons to be back in their home. And she also, like Diti, prayed to the Lord. She also did a jagya for the Lord. Unlike Diti, she saw the Lord personally. So Diti was a beginning Vaishnavi, and Aditi was already a very advanced Vaishnavi. Actually, Aditi and Kasyapa Muni are considered pure devotees among the demigods. So she saw the Lord personally, came in front of her, and he said, what would you like? And she said, would you please get the kingdom away from my stepson and give it back to my son? It's his rightful kingdom. He said, all right, I'll become your child. And just like Diti wanted a child who would kill Indra, so Aditi got a child who would restore the kingdom of Indra, and he became Vamana. And he appeared as a very little boy, kind of like a dwarf. And this was to Chalayasi, to cheat Bali. Because naturally we trust children. Hey, little Abai there. Naturally you trust children. And if he comes and says, would you just give me a handful of candy, you know? You're not going to think, well, maybe it's God, and he's going to take all of the boga in the kitchen. So little Vamandev comes, and he comes while Bali's doing a sacrifice. And like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did with the Mayavadis, he spreads his effulgence everywhere, and everyone becomes charmed. Actually, I was just reading where Prabhupada said that Krishna attracts both the demons and the devotees. Krishna is also attracted to the demons. That's why he's named Krishna. He's talking about the Goswamis, Dhira, Dhira, that they're attracted, even the low-class persons. Anyway, so then Bali gets up from the sacrifice. He's trained to give to brahmanas. Right? Even the demons were trained to give to brahmanas because it was for their benefit. Again, you know, so-called good qualities. So he comes and he's not only is he wanting to give to brahmanas, he's naturally attracted to Vamandev. And he says, what would you like? And he says it out of pride. What would you like? He said, I can give you anything because I own the universe. Whatever you want. He starts listing all these things. And Vamandev says, I really would like 3 steps, just a little piece of land, what I can measure in 3 steps, which is hardly enough even to lie down on. What to speak of to do any agriculture or anything, you know, build a house. So Bali Maharaj says, I don't think you're very intelligent, you know, you're just a little boy. He said, you, this is really interesting. He said, you should ask me for something that's so great that you'll never have to ask me for anything else, and you never have to ask anybody for anything else in the future. Now, who's the only person who can make such a claim? That I can give you a benediction so great that you'll never need to ask anybody else for anything else in the future. Who can say that they can give that kind of benediction? Krishna only. Only Krishna can give you a benediction whereby you'll never need anything else ever. And that was what Bali said. I will give you such a... You should ask me for that kind of benediction. And Vamandev's thinking, right. Said, okay, I know you're my devotee, but you've had some bad association, and I think we need to sort of help you out here. And you're sort of on the wrong track. And Balimar said, finally said, okay, you know, whatever, because Vamadeva said, look, if I'm not satisfied with a little piece of land, I won't be sad with anything. Hint, hint. You become greedy, Bali. You're taking more than you need. These desires have no limit. Just be satisfied with something simple. If I wasn't satisfied with something simple, I'd never be satisfied with anything, Bali. Okay, I'll give you what you want. And Sukracharya says, no, no, don't do it. I'll take everything. Bali said, I already promised. So this is the truthfulness. I already promised. You see that the devotee has good qualities. The devotee has good qualities. For a non-devotee, for a materialistic person, we don't do this. We surrender to Krishna. Krishna, I surrender to you. And then Krishna says, okay, give me this. And we go, I didn't think that was part of the bargain. And we back off. I don't even know if I want to give you that. You see devotees, they'll say, well, when I took my vows, I was too young. I wasn't really thinking about what I was doing. I don't really have to follow. And I wasn't even chanting very nicely anyway. It's okay if I break my word to my guru and Krishna. You know, there's this reason and that reason and the other reason. And I can do this, that, you know. Yeah, I made this promise, but this and that came up. And Bali just, Sukracharya said, he's going to take everything. So let's say that we were told that. Now you take initiation, you surrendered, you offered your obeisances. By the way, in the next 5 minutes, Krishna is going to take everything from you. Is that okay? We say, no, not this thing. You can have this, Krishna. Like the people who give their old non-working car to the temple as a donation. You can have that, Krishna. I don't mind if you take, but not this. This is mine. And Bali didn't say that. What Bali Maharaj said is, you know, I'm going to lose everything at the time of death, which is also Krishna. And you're going to lose everything. You're going to lose your body even. You're going to lose all of your education. You take birth again, you just go goo goo gaga. You don't even remember your alphabet. You're going to lose your memory. You're not going to remember this person was my husband, this person was my enemy, this person was my this. I was born in Honolulu or whatever. I'm a real Hawaiian. You're going to lose all that. Lose everything. What to speak of your house and your bank account and your car and your computer and your favorite sari and your favorite pair of shoes. And, you know, you're going to lose all. He said, I'm going to lose all of that anyway. Why not give it voluntarily? I mean, even my mother said that. She gave away most of her wealth before she died. She said, better to give with a warm hand than a cold hand. So that was Bali's philosophy. Bali said, better to give with a warm hand than a cold hand. Better to give willingly out of love and have the relationship than wait until it's pulled and forced away from Krishna in death. And that is the meaning of sannyas. Sannyas is, before death, I voluntarily die. And not that all or any of us are going to dress like a sannyasi and have a robe, but all of us are meant to be sannyas, and all of us are meant to have this degree of truthfulness, that we say, Krishna, I am yours, I am your devotee, and we should then mean it, and the only way to mean it is to be fearless. The only way to mean it is to be fearless. That Krishna, whatever you do to me, and Krishna did punish Bali. He did punish Bali. All of Bali's, all the things that we're afraid of, they happened to Bali. He lost all of his wealth. Even his wife criticized him publicly. All of his enemies were laughing at him. He went from king of the universe to being bound up and mocked by his enemies with nothing more to give, without even a way to fulfill his promise, apparently. So his worst-seen scenario happened. It actually happened. Oh, if I surrender to Krishna, this might happen. It happened. But what was the end result of that? He got back more opulence than he lost. Krishna became his personal associate. in the lower planets. He was promised that he would actually become the Indra in a future Manvantara, and he got the ecstasy of pure devotions. So everything was taken away and then restored 10 times over, just like we give Krishna the food and he restores it tasting better. You give Krishna everything, he will give it back with even more flavor. Therefore, the devotee is fearless, and therefore the devotee will make good on his promise that Krishna, I surrender everything to you. So I want to thank you very much for your hospitality here in New Navadvipa Dham. I have to leave in about an hour. And hopefully I will, Krishna willing, I will see all of you again. Hare Krishna.